So before you listen to the sermon, read Ephesians chapter 6.
And
the title of today,
sermon is
Expectations of Children.
And
today I'm going to talk about what parents, or specifically father, because it's Father's Day, that what they should expect from their children. Yeah, things that we should find normal and that we should demand from them.
Yeah,
things that we are to teach them.
Yeah,
so at one end I'm preaching to the fathers,
but
at the other end I'm specifically preaching to the children.
Yeah,
because these are expectations that are from the Bible, that God says, hey, if you're a child, you're expected to do these things. Yeah. And of course, the goal of the day is so children will grow up to be godly men and women. And here are five, there's more, but out of five expectations that we should have our children. And children, these are five things that you expected to live up to
according to the Bible.
So just let's directly go into them. The first one. Children are expected to obey their parents.
توقع داره که از پدر و مادرهاشون اطاعت کنن.
And if the parents says amen.
همه مادر و پدر رو بگن آمین.
Ephesians 6. Ephesians 6. Month 4. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou may livest long on the earth. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord.
ای فرزند، والدین خود را در خداوند اطاعت نمایید، زیرا که این درست است. پدر و مادر خود را احترام نما که این حکم اول با وعده است. تو کامیاب شوی، عمر طولانی بر زمین کنی. و ای پدران، فرزندان خود را به خشم میاورید، بلکه ایشان را به تأدیب و نصیحت خداوند تربیت نمایید.
Yeah, so first one, God expects children to obey their parents. Children, it is right in the eyes of God for you to obey your parents.
And fathers,
you should expect your children to obey you.
Yeah,
Colossians 3:20. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord.
ای فرزندان، والدین خدا در همه چیز اطاعت کنید، زیرا که این پسندیده است در خداوند.
Obey your parents when it's convenient.
هر زمانی که دلتون خواست اطاعت
کنید. Or obey your parents when you agree.
هر وقت موافق بودین اطاعت کنید.
Obey your parents in certain areas.
در بعضی جاها اطاعت کنید.
No, it says obey your parents in all things.
در همه چیز اطاعت کنید.
And of course, we understand that when a parent asks a child to do something against God,
پدر یا مادر از بچه چیزی بخواد که ضد کلام خداوند انجام بده.
Obey God rather than men.
اون موقع است که باید خدا را اطاعت کنن نه
از Yeah, we always go with the higher authority.
مردم، انسان رو.
Yeah, but in general,
همیشه اولی خداست. اما معمولا
children in all things obey your parents.
همه چیزها حرف پدر و مادرتون والدینتون رو گوش بدید.
Yeah, and normally parents won't ask you to do things against.
معمولا هم پدر و مادرها کاری نمیخوان از تو انجام بدی که ضد کلام خدا باشه.
This should be normal behavior for a child.
برای بچه این باید یه چیز معمولی باشه که توقع داشته باشه. چیزی که پدر و مادر میتونه توقعش باشه.
Yeah, that if you tell your child something,
اگه یه چیزی به بچت میگی,
that he or she will obey.
و اون گوش بده حرفت.
Yeah, and God commands them to obey you.
و خداوند ازشون خواسته که اطاعت کنند.
It's not optional, it's not when they feel like.
حق انتخاب ندارن یا چه احساسی دارن.
Yeah, so children, if mom and dad ask you something,
وقتی پدر و مادرتون ازتون چیزی میخواد,
that's not a suggestion.
پیشنهاد نیست.
That's not optional.
انتخابی نیست.
You're expected to obey them.
از شما توقع دارن که اطاعت کنید.
Not because
نه به خاطر اینکه
they might be the greatest parents on earth.
شاید بهترین
But even if they're not,
پدر و مادر
yeah,
بزرگ
you still obey.
اما اگرم نباشن باز اطاعت کنید.
God has told you so.
چون خداوند ازتون خواسته که انجام بدید.
Yeah, we should obey because God has told you to obey them.
چون خداوند ازتون خواسته که
اطاعت کنید. When somebody asks me why if my child would ask me why should I obey you?
وقتی بچه‌م بگه چرا حرفتو گوش
بدم؟ Here's the primary reason. God has told you to do that.
که اطاعت کن.
Of course, when you leave the home to marry,
وقتی از خونه
پدر و مادر shift in authority structure,
جدا میشی و ازدواج میکنی، اون مسئولیت عوض میشه.
Yeah, if you're a girl, you now come under the authority of your husband.
اگر خانم دختر هستی، الان شوهرت مسئول اون خونه است و تصمیم گیرنده خونه است.
Yeah, my mom-in-law has no authority over my wife.
مادر زن من دیگه قدرتی روی زن من نداره از زمانی که ازدواج کردم.
From the moment I married her.
لحظه‌ای که گفتیم بله.
She is now under me.
دیگه زیر
پوشش منه. We are a new unit, a new family unit.
خانواده جدید هستیم و زیر پوشش منه.
If you're a child still living with your parents.
و بچه‌ای هستین که با پدر و مادرتون دارین زندگی می‌کنید، باید ازشون اطاعت کنید.
Children are expected to obey their parents.
بچه‌ها توقع دارن ازشون که از پدر و مادرشون اطاعت کنن.
There's nothing that we should, as parents, expect of our children.
از بچه‌هامون باید توقع داشته باشیم.
And that is, children are expected to work and to serve.
که بچه‌ها توقع داریم که کار کنن و خدمت کنن.
Yeah, being a child doesn't mean you can lay on the couch.
بچه بودن این نیست که رو مبل بخوابی.
Do nothing.
هیچ کاری نکنی.
Have mom bring you your drinks and your chips.
مامان چیپستو بیاره، آبنوشیدنیتو بیاره. While
she is hard working.
با اینکه مادرت
to make sure you have food on the table.
غذا آماده کنه یا هر کاری رو بکنه.
And you have clean clothes and things like that.
لباس تمیز باشه یا غذات آماده باشه.
Yeah. Being a child doesn't mean that you have playtime
فقط میتونی بازی کنی.
All the time you're awake.
هر زمانی که بیدار شدی تا بخوابی بازی کنی.
Go to Galatians 4:1.
Galatians 4:1.
Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differed nothing from a servant, though he be lord of all.
ولی میگویم مادامی که وارث کوچک است با غلام هیچ فرق ندارد، هر چند مالک همه باشد.
So the example is given of a child, part of a royal family or a ruler.
و نمونه‌ای داده شده برای بچه به عنوان یک قسمت.
What is the treatment that this child gets?
بچه چه کاری باش انجام میشه؟
And it says he's treated as a servant.
مثل یک خادم از برخورد.
Even though in future he will be the ruler of all.
پادشاه همه جا خواهد.
He will be the next ruler of the country or the area.
کشور خواهد بود یا شهر خواهد بود. اما تا زمانی که بچه است،
What do servants do?
خدمتکارا چی کار میکنن؟
They serve.
خدمت میکنن.
Yeah, children are expected to serve.
توقع داریم که خدمت کنن.
Children are expected to do work.
کار توقع داریم که ازشون انجام بدن.
Yeah, go to Proverbs 20:11.
امثال 20:11.
Even a child is known by his doings, whether his work be pure and whether it be right.
جوان را از کارهایش به راستی می توان شناخت که آیا رفتارش پاک و درست است یا نه.
Yeah, there's work that a child does.
یه کار یه وظیفه هست که یه بچه
انجام میده. We can look at a child. میتونیم
به بچه نگاه
کنیم. And look how he works or she works.
کار میکنه.
And it tells us something about how this child is going to turn out.
این بچه بزرگ چی میشه.
Now, we don't apply the principle in the sense of if you don't work, you don't eat with children.
بچه‌ها اون قانون نمیذاریم که کار نکنی غذا نمیخوری.
Yeah, because that is if somebody is lazy and doesn't want to work, especially if a man is lazy and doesn't want to work.
آقایونی که میخوان تنبل باشن و حاضر نیستن کار کنن.
But we want to make sure that they don't get to a place where this will apply to them if they grow up.
اون این حقیقت بشه تو زندگی.
And as a parent, we should expect our children to help around the house.
به عنوان پدر و مادر میتونیم توقع داشته باشیم کمک کنن توی خونه.
And they would serve.
Yeah,
we want to set a pattern for them.
میخوام یه روشی رو داشته باشیم براشون.
Yeah, children.
بچه.
Yeah, the work in the house is not all done by mom and dad.
کارای خونه فقط مال مامان و بابا نیست.
Yeah, and of course, when you're a baby, then.
نوزاد که هستی.
You need to be taken care of.
باید بهتون غذا بدم.
But when you are getting older.
اما وقتی بزرگ
شدی. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Yeah, you're expected to help around the house.
شما تا وقتی که مسئولیت خونه رو انجام بدی.
Yeah, you need to be part of the family. You need to be an asset.
دیگه. عضو خانواده.
Yeah, they will help out with everything has to be done.
هر چیزی که لازم انجام.
Yeah, there's an expectation.
یه توقعی هست.
That children work and that they serve.
بچه‌ها کار دارن، بچه‌ها وظیفه دارن.
And no, that's not slave labor.
نه، بردگری نیست.
That is setting them up for a future.
آماده کردن بچه‌ها برای آینده.
Where they grow up to be hard workers.
که وقتی بزرگ شدن تلاش بکنن.
Which is a virtue.
که یک صفت بزرگی.
Of course, it holds for both for men and women.
چه خانم چه آقا.
Yeah, and specifically for men to work hard. Yeah, but the Bible warns us for being idle. Yeah, we're not made for sedentary life.
Yeah,
and a normal man loves working hard.
یک مرد یا آقا همیشه از کار کردن لذت میبره. به خاطر اینکه خرج شدیم که
When I work hard,
من وقتی یه روزم فعالم کار میکنم.
I feel good.
احساس خوبی دارم.
It energizes me.
بیدارم میکنه، انرژی بهم میده.
Yeah, and I might sit in the couch at night and be tired.
شاید شب رو مبل نشسته باشم و خسته باشم.
But then after half an hour, I'm ready for the next thing.
آمادم که بتونم کار بعدی رو انجام بدم.
Yeah, because it makes you feel good to do things, to complete jobs.
کارتو تکمیل کنی، کارتو انجام بدی.
Yeah, today actually many people are lazy.
خیلی از مردم دنیا تنبلن. خیلی از بچه‌ها تنبلن.
And just playing dumb video games.
و فقط همش نشستن و دارن بازی میکنن و فیلم نگاه میکنن. و چیزهای دنیوی رو توش گیر کردن.
And that is wrong.
و این اشتباه بزرگه.
We should expect our children to
work, to serve, مسئولیت داشته باشن. تو آشپزی کمک کنن، تو لباس شستن کمک کنن.
Yeah, taking care of animals if you have them. Cleaning.
حیوان داشته باشیم به حیوانا برسن. تمیز کنن، چیزهای رو درست کنن.
And parents should make sure that children actually do this.
مادر و پدرها باید مسئولیت بدن به بچه‌هاشون و توقع اون بچه‌ها رو داشته باشن.
Yeah, if you think that a child who's always on his phone.
اگه بچه‌ای که فقط پای تلفن
watching stuff.
فقط داره یه چیزی نگاه می‌کنه.
If you think that child is going to work up grow up as a hard worker.
اگه فکر می‌کنی اون بچه وقتی بزرگ شه فعال میشه و خیلی کار می‌کنه.
That's very unlikely.
احتمال زیاد اشتباهه.
And a child at a certain point life will confront it with a hard reality that work has to be done.
وقتی بزرگ شد با یک شوک بزرگی بهش وارد میشه.
Yeah, becoming a hard worker starts with start as a child.
برای اینکه کار بکنیم از بچگی شروع کنیم که
becoming a lazy person, a sluggard,
also starts as a child. بچگی هم تنبلی شروع میشه.
Yeah, even a child is known by his doings, it says. Yeah? Whether his work could be pure and whether it be right. I have an engineer who helps me with the renovation of my house.
And he brought
his son one time for translation. So I thought that was great. That was a great idea, I think, bringing your son. Now later on, his father told me he's lazy. He was complaining about him. He only sits on his phone, he plays games. And the reason that he had come to translate for his father, because his father had bribed him that afterwards they would go to buy something from a shop for him.
Now
I hope it turned out well.
But
what are the chances that this boy will grow up to be a great worker? Not very good. Yeah.
How old is he?
I think he was around 13, 13 14.
14,
14 something around there. His English was great, by the way. So, because he was chatting on the social media in English. Yeah, but ever heard about an idle mind is a devil's workshop?
میگه که یک فرد بیکار فکر فرد بیکار کارگاه شیطانه.
Yeah, having nothing to do will get you into trouble.
هیچ کاری نداشته باشی بکنی.
Children should be busy. That holds for adults too, but children should be busy.
برای بزرگام همینطور باید تلاش کنن.
And they should do some work. They should help around.
باید کنیم کمک کنیم تلاش.
And most kids like work.
اکثر بچه‌ها دوست دارن. Yeah, they like to help out. دوست دارن کمک کنن.
Yeah, my kids, yes. Today helped with cleaning. They loved it. Yeah, it makes everybody's life easier. Mom's life is easier. And it makes them happier. They feel good about it. Yeah, just sitting around makes you depressed.
همونجوری که فقط بشینش کاری نکنی افسرده میشی در حقیقت.
Yeah, you don't find hardworking people depressed.
کسی که خیلی تلاش میکنه و کار زیاد داره، too busy to be depressed. افسرده باشه، سه وقت نداره که افسرده
باشه. And science even shows you that when you work hard, when you complete jobs, your body actually makes certain chemicals that make you feel good.
یه هورمونی بدن تولید میکنه که باعث شادی تو.
Yeah, that's why you feel good when you have done a day of hard work.
برای همین اگه یه روزی که سخت تلاش کنی، بعدش احساس خوبی خواهی داشت.
Of course, on top of that, a child will learn a lot of things, learn skills.
بچه خیلی کارها رو یاد میگیره.
Yeah, you learn to cook when you help cooking.
وقتی کمک کنی به آشپزی یاد میگیری آشپزی کنی.
Yeah, you help taking care of children if you help take care of small children in the home.
اگر تو خونه بچهای کوچیکتر نگهداری کنی، بچه نگه داشتن برات راحت میشه.
You learn where
یاد میگیری
eggs come from.
تخم مرغ کجا میاد؟
If you take care of chicken.
اگر مراقب مرغا باشی.
Yeah, they're not coming from the supermarket.
از سوپرمارکت نمیاد تخم مرغ.
They don't make them.
تخم مرغ سوپرمارکت تخم مرغ.
Yeah, you learn about growing foods if you help out in the garden.
که چجوری سبزیجات روش کنه.
Now you learn about how to fix things.
کار کنی و سبزی بکاری.
If you're fixing
یاد میگیری که تعمیر کنی و تعمیرات کمک کنی.
When I was a teenager,
وقتی من نوجوان بودم,
I spent my vacations being a handyman.
میرفتم کمک
for a family who had a very big place with a lot of stuff that needs to be repaired.
کارهایی که باید تعمیر میکردن من شروع میکردم تعمیر کردن.
I learned a lot of things just doing so.
خیلی چیزا یاد گرفتم. فقط رفتن تو حیاط اونا کار کردن. And I got something paid. کار کردن. در کنارش هم پول میگرفتم.
But we as parents, we are to expect from our children that they do work, that they serve,
خدمت کنن.
And children, you are expected to work,
کار کنید.
To serve.
خدمت کنید.
Yep. Here's a third thing.
سومین چیز.
Yeah, that as a parent we should expect from our child or from our children.
عنوان پدر و مادر باید از بچه‌هامون توقع
children are expected to have a reverence.
بچه‌ها باید احترام بذارن به پدر و مادرشون.
Go to Hebrews 12. Hebrews 12, 5 till 11.
5 تا 11.
And ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him, for whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. If you endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the father chasteneth not? But if you be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are ye bastards, and not sons. Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live? For they verily for a few days chastened us after their own pleasure, and he for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. Now no chastening for the present seemed to be joyous, but grievous nevertheless afterward it yielded the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby.
و نصیحتی را فراموش نمودید که با شما چون با پسران صحبت می کند که ای پسر من تأدیب خداوند را خوار مشمار و وقتی که از او سرزنش یابی دل سرد مشو. زیرا هر که را خداوند دوست می دارد توبیخ می فرماید و هر فرزندی را که می پذیرد به تازیانه می زند. اگر متعمل تأدیب شوید خدا با شما مثل پسران رفتار می نماید. زیرا کدام پسر است که پدرش او را تأدیب نکند. اما اگر بدون تأدیب می باشید که همه از آن بهره یافتند پس شما حرامزاده اید نه پسران. در علاوه ما پدران جسمانی داشتیم که ما را تأدیب می نمودند و ایشان را احترام می نمودند. آیا نباید هرچه بیشتر پدر روح‌ها را اطاعت کنیم و زنده باشیم؟ زیرا که ایشان اندک زمانی بنابر صلاح دید خود ما را تأدیب کردند، اما او برای نفع ما تا شریک قدوسیت او گردید. اکنون هیچ تأدیبی در زمان حال خوشایند به نظر نمی‌رسد، بلکه دردناک است، اما بعداً نیروی آرامش از عدالت را به بار می‌آورد برای آنانی که از آن تمرین دیدند.
Yeah, so this talks about that God corrects his children. Yeah, we sometimes get the question, oh, if salvation is free and if there's nothing I can do, I can lose it, can I then just live however I want?
پس آزاد هیچ وقت نجاتمون از دست نمیدیم هر جور دلم خواست گناه کنی هر جور دلم خواست زندگی کنی
technically you could
میتونی برای نجات بکنی اما چه اتفاقی میفته؟
God will chasten you because you're a child of God.
چون فرزند خدا هستی همش در حال تنبیه هستی.
And how it is explained here is that it's compared to earthly fathers.
مقایسه شده با پدرهای
زمینی. Hey, I want you to get the spiritual truth about our heavenly father.
میخوام حقیقت پدر روحانی مون یاد
بدم. And I'm giving you the example of earthly fathers, fathers in the flesh.
بهت میدم با جسمانی.
Which correct us.
که تنبیه میکنه.
Yeah, when we need correction.
وقتی احتیاج به تنبیه داریم.
And we gave them reverence.
و احترام میذاریم بهشون.
Yeah, children should have reverence.
باید احترام
بذارن. And here specifically it talks about reverence
احترام به
to their father.
به پدرشون.
But of course in other places it also tells you the reverence to mother.
احترام به مادرتون.
And that's expected behavior of a child.
یه توقعی است که بچه داشت انجام بده.
And here is why this is so important.
چرا اینقدر مهم احترام؟
Yeah, because children who have a reverence, who have a fear for their father.
احترام میذارن و از خدا ترسی دارن.
Yeah, children who respect, who honor their father.
بچه‌هایی که احترام میذارن به پدرشون.
These children when they grow up.
وقتی بزرگ شدن.
Much more likely will also have a reverence and fear for God. And they will respect and honor God.
احترام میذارن به خداوند.
How they look at their earthly father.
وقتی به پدر زمینیشون نگاه
yeah,
میکنن.
It will be very similar on how they will look at their heavenly father.
همون خواهد بود که با پدر آسمانیشون نگاه خواهند کرد.
Yeah, you think that children who grow up disrespecting, dishonoring their father and mother, that they will grow up reverencing and honoring God? The answer is no, that's not going to happen. Yeah, we need to expect our children to reverence us. And one of the important reasons is because later on, that is how they will treat God. That's the attitude they will have towards God. And here's an example. In Dutch, we can address a person in two ways. In English, that doesn't work. There's a polite way of doing this, which is the term u. And there's a normal way of doing this, which you do to your friends. Yeah, with this yeah. Yeah, in English it's both you. They don't make the distinction. And I'm telling and I'm telling my children that they need to use the polite way to address older people because that is respectful. Now, do I really need to be addressed like that? No, I'll be fine both ways. Yet, it's important for them to learn to be respectful towards other people. Yeah, so it is right for them to address me with a term that expresses respect and reverence. Yeah, and if the average Dutch person would hear that, they would be surprised.
اما هلندیای امروز اگر صدای بچهای منو بشنون تعجب
because it stands out
چون برای امروز
because most children just call their parents by the first name
اسم کوچیک صداشو میکنن
or with you instead of the polite person you
به جای احترام بذارن.
Yeah, and that's the way Holland has been teaching their children.
There's
very little respect towards parents, and it goes even in business as well. Yeah, and they don't show proper respect anymore. And of course, in the past this was the case. And of course, as a result today, our society is breaking down. Families are breaking down because the respect and reverence for the parents is gone. Go to Malachi 1. Malachi 1 verse 6. A son honored his father, and a servant his master. If then I be a father, where is my honor? And if I be a master, where is my fear? Said the Lord of hosts unto you, O priests that despise my name. And ye say, wherein have we despised thy name?
پسر پدر خیش را حرمت می‌گذارد و غلام آقای خیش را. پس اگر من پدر هستم، حرمتم کجاست؟ و اگر آقا هستم، هیبتم کجاست؟ خداوند لشکرها این را به شما کاهنان می‌گوید، به شما که نام مرا حقیر می‌شمارید می‌پرسید.
Yeah, we see here that the Bible expects a son to honor his father.
Yeah,
again, God is using that example to say, hey, this is how you treat a father, then where is my reverence? Where is my respect being your heavenly father? Yeah, being your master.
Yeah,
we should demand respect and reverence from our children.
Now,
how does that look like? Now, what about if you address a child that they respond the first time? Not that you need to say things three times, Serena. Yeah, so you don't have to repeat yourself. Yeah, I expect my children to respond the very first time. Yeah, and child that ignores what his father and mother when his father and mother are calling is very disrespectful. Yeah, I expect an immediate response. And if I tell you to do something, I expect they will do it directly. If I tell them come, I would expect them to come directly. And of course, my kids are not perfect. I know that. But let me give you a good example of them where they actually stunned my friends in Holland.
یکی از دوستام تو هلند واسه
تجربهشون شد. Years ago he was visiting with his children in Greece.
چند سال پیش دوست من با بچه‌هاش. And we all together went to the beach. اومده بودن اینجا با هم دیگه رفته بودیم ساحل.
And all the children were playing together in the water.
همه بچه‌ها تو آب بازی می‌کردن، ماسه بازی می‌کردن.
Of course eventually comes the time to go.
وقت رفتن بود.
Which every child looks forward to.
که همه بچه‌ها عاشق اینن که
بهشون بگی. Get me off that beach please.
من از دریا ببر بیرون ببر خونه.
So I called my kids and I says, hey, we're going.
داریم میریم.
Get ready.
حاضر شیم.
Yeah. So and the response of that was.
جوابش چی بود؟
They immediately just came out of the water and started to get ready.
و شروع کردن لباس.
And the wife of my friend was looking at that.
خانم دوستم داشت نگاه میکرد.
Completely surprised and said, they listen.
گوش دادن.
I was thinking, yeah, they do.
تماره.
They better do.
بهتره گوش بدن.
But the fact that she was surprised.
اما به این دیدگاهی که تعجب کرده بود.
Shows you that was not her experience.
تجربه خودش این نبود.
Yeah, because she has probably had to call them several times to get the same things done.
باید صدا می‌کرد بچه‌ها.
That is disrespectful.
و اون بی‌احترامیه.
Yeah, a child should answer directly.
بچه همون موقع باید جواب بده.
Now, I expect immediate response, and we as fathers, as mothers, should demand immediate response.
Yeah,
because we need to teach our children to reverence and respect authority.
Yeah,
and this was before modern days philosophy and how to raise children. This was normal.
today
they teach you to start counting. One, Johnny come, one, two, come, three, come, and then afterwards you count again, or it's like that is what modern philosophy tells you. And God forbid that you should correct a child for not listening. Yeah, we know better today. Yeah, that's why our society is filled with such great virtuous children. And God was wrong. Answer no. God was right all the time. And we are raising a generation of rats.
And I
gave a month ago, I gave an example that sometimes it drives me nuts if I see parents dealing with children. Yeah, children need correction. That is their right. Proverbs 23:13-14. Withhold not correction from the child. For if thou beatest him with the rod, he shall not die. Thou shalt beat him with the rod and shall deliver his soul from hell.
از ادب کردن جوان ابا مکن، چوب تنبیه او را نخواهد کشت، چوب بزن که جانش را از مرگ خواهی رهانی.
So the Bible, yeah, God tells you to give the child a whipping when they need correction.
Yeah,
and of course that will teach a child to respect the parents. That will set them up so they reverence eventually their heavenly father in the future.
And
of course I'm not talking here about injuring a child.
Yeah,
this is not about causing harm to a child. This is giving a child a sting so it remembers
that it shouldn't do something. Yeah,
correcting them so they will have respect for the parents. So they understand that they need to obey. Yeah, Proverbs
13:24.
Yeah, because people will say today, if you do that, oh, you don't love your children.
Now,
let the Bible be the judge of that. Proverbs 13:24. He that spared his rod hated his son, but he that loved him chastened him betimes.
آن که چوب را باز می‌دارد از فرزندش نفرت می‌کند، اما آن که فرزندش را دوست می‌دارد به سعی تمام او را ادب خواهد.
Yeah, it is the parent that loves the child that corrects the child.
بچه‌ای رو که پدر یا مادری که بچه رو تنبیه
می‌کنه. If you love your children,
بچه رو دوست داره. اگر بچه رو دوست داری تنبیه می‌کنه.
Yeah, the loving parent corrects.
مادر و پدری که بچه رو دوست داره تنبیه می‌کنه.
Yeah, like our loving father in heaven corrects us also. He corrects every son.
تنبیه می‌کنه هر بچه رو.
What did we just read in Hebrews 12:7-8? If you endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the father chasteneth not? But if you be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are you bastards and not sons.
اگر متحمل تعقیب شوید خدا با شما مثل پسران رفتار می نماید زیرا کدام پسر است که پدرش او را تعقیب نکند اما اگر بدون تعقیب باشیم که همه از آن بهره یافتن پس شما حرامزاده اید نه پسران.
Yeah, so when you are dealt with as sons, you are the one who is chastised, corrected. Yeah, if you're not corrected, if you're not chastised, it says it's like you're not even a natural part of the family. It's like you're a bastard. Yeah, because you're not getting the treatment of a son. Yeah, what a son deserves.
Yeah,
and we as parents shouldn't withhold the rod. Yeah, because the child deserves something.
چون بچه حقشه چیزی
and
به دست
we are withholding it from the child if we don't do it.
اگر این کار نکنیم ما به بچه همون ظلم
کردیم. It's their rightful
حق بچه
thing to get.
که یاد
yeah?
بگیره.
And we shouldn't be withholding it from
و
them.
و نباید اونو از بچه همون
دور yeah, so کنیم. So discipline brings reverence to the life of a child
احترام for their parents. بچه برای پدر و مادرش.
Yeah, go to Exodus 21.
خروج 21.
And we will see how important this concept is to God. Exodus 21:15. And he that smited his father or his mother shall be surely put to death. Okay, now here's another important. God thinks it is that children respect the parents.
And
of course, hitting a father or mother is very disrespectful. Yeah, and yes, we see people and children do this, and fathers and mothers not correcting them. Now, I don't think this had to be carried out very often. Because with a warning like that, most children would not do that. Yeah, but it shows you God takes this pretty serious. Now, read the next verse. And then we read another verse, but it's interesting what is in the middle of those two verses. And he that stealeth a man and selleth him, or if he be found in his hand, he surely shall be put to death.
هر که انسانی را برباید خواه او را فروخته باشد و خواه در دستش یاب شود البته باید کشته شود.
Yeah, so this is talking about somebody who kidnaps somebody who steals a person and then sells that person as a slave.
و اون یه نفر رو به عنوان برده بفروشه.
That also has a death penalty.
اونم مجازاتش مرگه.
Yeah, and according to God, you shouldn't lock up people in a cage. Yeah. God says the government should execute people for doing something like this. Because our government don't care about what God has to say in his opinion. And of course that's why we have a huge issue with people and children being trafficked. But that's another thing. But now read the next verse. Read the next verse. And he that cursed his father, verse 17, or his mother, shall be surely put to death.
هر که پدر یا مادر خود را ناسزا گوید البته باید کشته شود.
Yeah, so you curse your father or mother?
ناسزا گفتی
you
مادر
are to be put to death.
تو هم باید کشته شی.
Yeah. Children will say like, oh, I hope you die.
پدر بچه‌ای که بگن امیدوارم
بمیری. Okay. God says that carries the death penalty. That is very, very serious. Yeah, and again, the warning alone is probably not, was probably enough to make it a very occasional thing that had to be carried out.
But
God is serious about the fact that children will treat their parents with respect. And children, when your parents call you, you are to respond the first time. Because it's disrespectful not to. And if they tell you, if your parents tell you come directly.
اگر پدر یا مادرتون میگه بیاد مستقیما بیاین.
Yeah, you need to learn that you're under authority.
زیر قدرتید.
And that it's for your own good.
و مسئولیت داره و برای خوبی خودتون هست، به نفع خودتونه.